Praise the Lord. Message number 39. The title of the message, Get Rid of Bad Attitudes in God's Service and in Life. Let's open our Bible to Book of Genesis chapter 4 and let us read from verse 1 to verse 16. Adam lay with his wife Eve, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She said, with the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man. Later she gave birth to his brother Abel. Now Abel kept flocks, and Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. But Abel brought fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it." Now Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go out to the field." And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?" "I don't know," he replied. "Am I my brother's keeper?" The Lord said, "What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Now you are under a curse and driven from the ground, which opened his mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it will no longer yield its crops for you. You will be a restless wanderer on the earth." Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is more than I can bear. Today you are driving me from the land, and I will be hidden from your presence. I'll be a restless wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me." But the Lord said to him, "Not so. If anyone kills Cain, he will suffer vengeance seven times over." Then the Lord put a mark on Cain so that no one who found him would kill him. So Cain went out from the Lord's presence and lived in the land of Nod, east of Eden. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, and we come before you in the name of Jesus. Bless this time that you give us, and anoint my lips, and put word and verses and statements in the mouth of your servants, and anoint my lips to speak your word, O Lord, and to declare your will to your people. We pray that there will be a repentance, a people will change their character and attitudes and come back to you and serving you, Lord, wholeheartedly. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that the purpose that you sent the message, I pray it shall be accomplished, O Lord, and you will have the glory and the honor, and the word that you sent will bring you the harvest that you desire. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. This all we ask and pray in Christ's name. Amen. Eve, she became pregnant and she gave birth to Cain. The meaning of Cain is, with the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man. And we can say that whatever we have and we have got, is only we have received that with the help from the Lord. Whatever you have received, you have received with the help of the Lord. If she became pregnant again, and she gave birth to Abel. So there is Cain and there is Abel. Both of them, the Lord had blessed. Both of them, they have jobs. Abel is taking care of the flocks, tending the flocks. And Cain was working in the soil, planting. Both of them, the Lord had blessed with the harvest and with an income. And each and everyone who hears the message, the Lord had blessed. But here, the message, how you respond and what is your attitude toward what the Lord had to bless you with and toward the Lord what he had given you. Cain, that his name means, with the help of the Lord I have brought forth a man. He brought some of the fruit of the soil. But Abel brought the fat portion from the firstborn of his flock. Cain brought something. It seemed that it is cheap. Something as an offering to the Lord. But not the best. He brought some of the fruit. But Abel brought the fat portion. The fat portion is like expensive things. From the first fruit of his flock. What we find here, the first bad attitude that this scripture shows is unfaithfulness and ungratefulness to the Lord. When the Lord had blessed Cain, Cain should be grateful and he should be faithful to God. Instead that he will bring the best, he brought something that is cheap. The Lord did not look at it with a favor. The Lord was not expecting that Cain will do such things. The Lord had blessed Cain. Cain did not live what his name mean. His name is that with the help of the Lord, I have got that and this. Now you need to be grateful and thankful and faithful to the Lord. He must bring the best of the first fruit to the Lord. He just brought something. The Lord was not happy with that. Think. But we have Abel, the good example. The best things he brought to the Lord. The tithes, the best of the offerings belong to God. Many people, after the Lord blessed with job and income, or after they get increased salary, they get relief. Instead, they show their faithful by instead that they should show their faithfulness by bringing their tithes and their best offering to the Lord. They spend their money and their income and their belonging on things away from God. With the help of the Lord, they were able to get that and this, but they did not show any faithfulness toward God, from whom they receive all the blessing. Faithfulness to the Lord is so important. Gratefulness to God, that should be the first priority in our life. Kind as if he were coming to worship the Lord. Both of them, they came to worship. Both of them, they had encountered God. They have seen the blessing of God. And all the people, they have encountered God. They have seen the blessing of the Lord. But how they respond and how they interact to what the Lord had blessed them with, that is the point here. Cain, he came to worship, but for him worship is just a ritual things. It's just a traditional things. It's just a things that I'm going to pray and to offer to God, or just attending the church, giving something in the offering. But there is no relationship with the Lord. There is no good heart and good attitude toward Him. Some people, for them, the worship is just spending 30 minutes, 1 hour, and praying as a ritual, but there is no right relationship with the Lord. They come for certain purpose, just to do it as a duty, and after that, God is for them something that not the first, but the second. If I need God, I will come. But he, when he is blessing me, I don't have accountability to him. Cain has no accountability to God. He has no accountability to what the Lord had blessed him. Every one of us is accountable to God to live his life in accountability to what we have received from the Lord. God has given to each and every one of us great things. We need to be grateful to God and show our gratefulness and faithfulness and thankfulness to Him by the way we offer our life, our belonging, the parts of our bodies, our monies, our talents, our belongings. How we offer to Him, we are accountable. There should be no one among us like Cain, ungrateful and unfaithful to the Lord, who did not respect or have reverence or have awe to the Lord. And that's why the Lord did not look on his offering with favor. Cain, when the Lord did not look on his offering with favor, what was his response? He was very angry and his face downcast. Now hear the second bad attitude here. Anger, upset, and his face downcast. Why? Why he's reacting like this? Is he at fault or God at fault? He is at fault. He is at fault. God was right when he is honoring and favoring Abel over him, because Abel, he treated God with honor. He treated the Lord with respect. Why Cain should be angry? He has no right. The kind of Cain personality is a personality that does not focus on God. It focuses not in a vertical direction toward God, but focus in a horizontal direction. Cain was angry, not because God did not favor him, but because God favored Abel over him. If the Lord did not favor Abel, Cain would not be upset or angry. But he looked with a jealousy toward Abel. Many people, when they worship God, when they offer to God, when they do things for God, they don't do it for God. They do it just comparing themselves with other people who are around us. This is a horizontal way of worship. Not looking unto God, not fixing the eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, but fixing the eyes on the people, on the standard of the world. Many people, they compare themselves with others. You need to compare yourself with the Word of God. I need to compare myself with the Word of God and with the calling of God in my life. But God wants me to do those things that I need to do. I need to look to the Scripture and I need to comply and abide with the Scripture, so my offering and my sacrifices and my worship will be acceptable to the Lord. The second bad attitude here is anger, upsetness, that you need to get rid of. The third one is jealousy. Cain was angry and upset with God, and that anger reflected on his brother Abel. He got jealous of him. Instead that, he will take opportunity now to correct himself and to repent. He fall into another bad character and attitude, and that is envy and jealousy. He was upset because the Lord approved Abel and did not approve him. He must learn from that. He should not be jealous. He should not be envious. You need to learn from your experience with the Lord. Don't be upset or jealous or envious with other people. That is a bad attitude. If you want to look to the people, you need to learn from the good example. The second bad character of Cain, and the next character that God wants us to get rid, is lack of teachability. Cain was non-teachable. The Lord spoke to him clearly. He told him, why you are angry? Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? In verse 7, he told him, if you do what is right, will you not be accepted? He showed him that he did not do what is right. Now Cain, he need to be teachable, because God had shown this. In addition, there was beside him a good example, his brother Abel. Instead of being jealous and angry to Abel and kill him, he need to be learning from the good example of Abel. God also taught him, but if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door, it desires to have you, but you must master it. God showed him clearly that there is sin in his life. He need to repent. He need to correct himself. He must learn from the first lesson that he had got from the Lord. But lack of teachability. Many Christians, they have non-teachable Christianity. God teaches them. God reveals himself to them. Also, God allowing good example around them to learn from. But instead of learning from the good example, instead of getting warning from God's message, instead of getting the opportunity to repent and turn away from sin and go back to God, they continue to do wrong because they are non-humble, non-teachable, and non-willing to take warning and get humble down in the hand of the Lord and follow his way. As you know what is right, you should do it. In this way, your service and what you are going to offer to the Lord will be acceptable. When there is sin in your life and the Lord is showing you the sin, you need to take the opportunity to repent. The Lord told clearly that there's sin crouching at your door. What is this type of sin? Anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, love of money, lust, greed, gossip, malice, jealousy, worldliness. All these are sin, and I believe that each and everyone, God is showing him what is the sin that is ruling in his life. And the Lord is asking you to master it. You need to have self-control. The next character that God wanted to get rid is lack of self-control. Lack of self-control. You should control your hearts, your emotions, your mouth talks, your hands, and get rid of sin in your life. Otherwise, you may end up with mess and spiritual murder in the field of God's service. Many people, they serve the Lord, but they don't have self-control. They don't have self-control over their stomach. They eat much. They spend much because they don't have self-control over their hands. They don't have self-control over their mouth and lips. They speak unnecessarily and bad words. They don't have self-control over their attitudes. They don't show a smiling face, but anger, angry, upset, downcast face. That all will bring God's blessing away from you. God call you today to show restraint and self-control. Cain did not learn the lesson. He go ahead with his bad character. In verse 8, now Cain said to his brother, let's go out to the field. And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Now the other bad character that we want to discuss here is malice. Cain told his brother Abel, let's go out to the field. And there he killed him. He had a bad motive. He had a bad motive and evil intention towards his brother. Malice should not be there in our hearts and ministry. The field is the field of harvest that God called us to evangelize and make a new disciple, and we should not have malice or ill feeling and play politics against one another. We need to have a clean heart. Even to those who are bad to us, we should have a clean heart. We should not have malice. We should not have wrong intention toward the people. You know, malice is something that God hates. You know, when there is evil intention in my heart toward a person, as if I am treating God and looking to God in the same way, God wants us to have a clean heart. Be clean heart, please. Be away from politics, manipulations, plotting evil and traps to make people fall down and to catch them. You repent of all that, please. God wants you to be clean before Him. With the help of the Lord, you have received many good things. You ought to live your life in accountability to what the Lord had given you. In verse 9, the Lord said to Cain, where is your brother Abel? I don't know, he replied. Am I my brother? Keeper. The next bad character and attitude in Cain's life is lack of accountability. He is careless. He is not accountable to his brother. Irresponsible behavior. You must be accountable by caring for one another and not fighting or biting one another. God called us to be accountable to Him, accountable to what He gave us, and accountable to one another. We need to be our brother keeper. We need to be having a right relationship with the Lord, and that right relationship with the Lord will bring us to have a right relationship with one another. The Lord is great. The Lord is so merciful. The Lord is so kind. You know, the Lord had make it very clear to Cain his sin. When he offered, he told him it is not acceptable. He did not look at it with favor. When he get angry, he showed him that is wrong, that is sin. He told him clearly that he did not do what is acceptable in my eyes. He told him that there is sin crouching at your door. He warned him. He did not get the warning. He warned him to master it. He did not master it. He asked him to have self-control. He did not get it. He asked him, when he killed him, when he murdered his brother, he asked him, where's your brother? He was waiting for him to repent. But instead, he said, I don't know. All that mixture of bad attitude, if you will not get rid of it, you will be under a curse. You know, in verse 11, now you are under a curse and driven from the ground, which opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. This bad attitude in life, if you will not submit yourself fully to the Lord today and get rid of it, then you will end up your life be under the curse of God. You know, in verse 12, the Lord said to Cain, when you work the ground, it will no longer yield its crops for you. You will be a restless wanderer on the earth. You know, these bad attitudes that we had mentioned, ungratefulness, unthankfulness, unfaithfulness, anger, jealousy, envy, lack of accountability, lack of teachability, lack of self-control, malice, and the rest of the sin and the bad character that we mentioned, that will bring curse in your life. You know what he say? He say, you will walk the ground, it will no longer yield the fruit. Many Christians, they work very hard, but there's no fruit in their life. They ask why. They live restless. They don't have joy. They don't have peace. They don't enjoy their food. They don't enjoy their sleep. They are restless. They wake up and their heart full of pain, suffering. Why? Because of sin in their life. They are not willing to give to God what is due to Him. Their tithes. Their offering. They are not willing to trust God's word. They are not willing to accept correction. They live wanderer on the earth. What type of life? What type of life Cain was living? Cain said to the Lord in verse 13, my punishment is more than I can bear. He did not show his repentance. He just wanted to get away from the consequences. Any type I live, just that no one will kill me. Such kind of a Christian. They just want to live their life, but they not look forward to the destiny, the life after death, where they will go. You know, Cain said to the Lord, today you are driving me from the land, and I will be hidden from your presence. He was not upset that he will be away from God's presence. I will be a restless wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me. He is only upset that no one will kill him. He was not after God. He was not after to repent and to correct himself and to do what is right. He was just after that the Lord would protect him. That's all. That's all, to live my life, but he is not thinking after death where he will be. The Lord said to him in verse 15, now so if anyone kills Cain, he will suffer vengeance 7 times over. God assured him that he will not allow somebody to kill him. Then the Lord put a mark on Cain so that no one who found him would kill him. That's what he wanted. He was not after God. He just after the blessing. He just after protection. He just after to live his life. Anyhow, whatever life, as long as I'm having a breath, it's fine. He was not after to correct himself, to go back and reconcile with God, to confess his sin and to renounce him. He was not after that. Many Christians, they keep bad attitude and bad characters in their life. They are not seeking the Lord. They are not willing to come back and fully repent. So Cain went out from the Lord's presence and lived in the land of Nut, east of Eden. It's very grieving and sad when we read Cain went out from the Lord's presence. Many who come to the Lord, who knew God before, but now they are living out from the Lord's presence because they allow sin to rule and to reign over their life, and they were not willing to repent and lived in the land of Nut. The word Nut, it means wandering here and there, no joy, no peace, no hope, no plan, no future, no God's approval, and what is waiting? Do you want to live this life like Cain? Do you want to live a life that does not translate the goodness of the Lord in your life? All what you have, all what you have received, it came from the Lord. Will you not come back today to Him and repent and be accountable to all the blessing that you have received from the Lord? If you have done spiritual crimes, if you have done evil, still I can assure you it is not too late. As you repent and renounce your sin and confesses them all, the Lord is here beside you, receiving you back. You need to repent. Show restraint. Show self-control. Come back to God and tell Him, Lord, kneel down and pray, oh God, I repent. From this day, Lord, on, I'll be grateful and faithful to you, Lord. I will not look on others, but I will look into your face. I will look deeply into your word. I will follow your ways, O God. Guide me, Lord, and help me, Lord. Cleanse me from anger, from jealousy, from malice, from lack of responsibility. Lord, I commit myself to be a teachable, humble person in your hand. Lord, I am coming back to you. I don't want to live as a wanderer under a curse. I don't want to live without goal or direction. Take my hand, Lord. I appeal to you, Lord. Help me to walk in your ways. Get my hand and guide me, Lord. Cleanse me, Lord, and I shall be cleansed. Oh Lord, I pray for each and everyone who pray this prayer and who truly repent from his heart. Lord, reward that soul in the name of Jesus. And I pray, oh God, that lead them to live like the way Abel did. We thank you, O God. We bless you, Lord. And we can read also in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4, say, by faith Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings, and by faith he still speaks even though he is dead. As you get rid of bad attitude, God call you to be like Abel. Quality of service is important, and the attitude of the worker is of great worth. Wrong attitude and bad behavior bring you away from God's service and true fellowship with Him. But be like Abel. He lived by faith, and by faith he offered his best to the Lord. Bring your tithe and your offering, the best of your time, the parts of your bodies as a living sacrifice, give it to the Lord. As Abel was commanded as a righteous man, by faith, obey the word of God, and you will be considered a righteous man. And as the Lord had spoke about the offering of Abel and honor him, until this day, Abel is speaking. He is preaching the gospel. He is preaching the word of God, not by word, but by what he did. And God called me and called you and called his church to be in behaving and attitude like Abel. Lord, we thank you. And we commit ourselves, Lord, to be under your care, to be a doer of your word, O God. Not only to listen, but a doer. O God, enable us and remind us with the Holy Spirit to remember this message in time we might be swayed away, O God. In time we are enticed to do wrong, remind us of this word and correct us on the spot so we'll faithfully walk in your ways. I pray for each and every one of us, Lord, to have a great testimony so that his life will be a light to others. We thank you and we bless you. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.